USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now set to meet with North Korea's leader on the 12th of June in Singapore. Some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle suggest that it might be happening too soon and that the administration won't be prepared. But Undersecretary of State Heather Nauert says the North Koreans know exactly what they're getting into.
Certainly Kim Jong-un has pledged to do the right thing. Others have said that they would denuclearize. That's what we are pushing for. We are going for that. Our expectations are clear, and the administration policy is well known by the North Koreans.
Nauert was speaking on Fox News. One person's in custody after a reported shooting at a high school in Palmdale, California earlier this morning. Deputies swarming Highland High School after a report of a man possibly armed with a rifle. At least one person reportedly wounded, but there's been no release of further details. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
There is a report that Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen could be leaving the Trump administration. The New York Times claims that Nielsen came close to resigning on Wednesday after President Trump accused her at a cabinet meeting of failing to improve border security. The Department of Homeland Security is denying the Times report. Former President George W. Bush, honored last night by the Atlantic Council with its Distinguished International Leadership Award, in his remarks, Bush talked about the importance of international unity and warned the U.S. against isolationism.
The only way for peace was through partnership and engagement. If we are together, nothing is impossible. If we are divided, all will fail.
SpaceX is going to make another try to launch a satellite later today. A planned launch yesterday of an upgraded Falcon 9 Block 5 rocket was scrapped just seconds before launch time. Remember, you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
The FBI is now in on the investigation of a bombing at the front door of a Texas church early yesterday. The Right Reverend C. Andrew Doyle posting on Facebook, the package bomb blew up on the steps of St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Beaumont. Doyle's the bishop of the Episcopal Diocese of Texas, and he says the church and its associated school are going to stay closed until further notice. Investigators aren't sure whether that incident is related to another similar device that was found outside a Starbucks in Beaumont last month. The FCC will formally repeal net neutrality protections a month from today. Obama-era net neutrality rules preventing internet providers from altering access to specific online services, but the FCC voted in December to repeal it. Senate Democrats, though, are trying to fight back. They're pushing a bill to overturn the decision as soon as next week. More than 20 states have filed lawsuits to stop the repeal as well. And Emma and Liam are the most popular baby names as of last year, according to the Social Security Administration, which says it's the first time Liam has claimed the title for boys, but it's the fourth consecutive year that Emma has for girls. For the first time since World War II, Michael has fallen out of the top 10, coming in at number 12. And Emily has fallen out of the top 10 for the first time in nearly 30 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.